On this, the fourth Sunday of Advent, the church remembers God's promises through his prophets about God coming to earth as a tiny child, as we heard from the first reading. The gospel repeats the message of Isaiah in the first reading. This was written as a prophecy some 700 years before the birth of Jesus, and here it is fulfilled. Isaiah wrote, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." And this is fulfilled. St. Matthew repeats this prophecy as he tells of the Messiah's actual birth to Mary, when the angel Gabriel appears to Joseph and tells him, "She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And Matthew writes, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Christmas is the center of history. If you study history, you'll notice two things about the perspectives on history. Secular history starts history with sometime in the beginning of civilization. Human history, the way we understand it from Holy Scripture, has Jesus Christ as the center of history. It's an easier history to understand. There was a time before, and there was a time after. And it's an important distinction, the before and the after. Civilization before Jesus only was able to hope for what was in the flesh. And when the flesh dies, that's it. Lights out. Adios. It's all over. Imagine living in that world. That was the world of the Old Testament and all civilizations up to that time. If you read history, if you read literature, if you read things written before the birth of Jesus, you will see a distinctive melancholy, often a sadness, in every piece of history written before the birth of Jesus Christ. In fact, the gods, if they had a religion, played with man, and man always lost. It was a sad history. It was a sad culture. You wouldn't recognize it unless you spent your time today in our secular world. But even this world today has been tainted by the hopefulness of Jesus Christ. We can never go back to the way it was before Jesus. Christianity has so changed the world. Look what it's given us. Hospitals, schools, education, laws, courts, built upon a sense of hopefulness and justice that never appeared before Jesus Christ and the church. Those are the products, and it changed all of history. If you want to be a good student of history, look carefully at what people thought before Jesus and after Jesus. There was a time then, and there's a time now. And Christmas marks that center point in human history. In our new period, we live in the kingdom of God. We can deny it, we can turn our back on it, but it happened, and it changed everything. Jesus came to free us from our sins and from death. When you cannot die, that changes everything. John the Baptist prophesied regarding Jesus coming among men. We hear Matthew say, John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judah and saying, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus would often say, the kingdom of God is at hand. There was a new kingdom. When Jesus commissioned the apostles to go out and do ministry, he would tell them, as you go out, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. This was no secret that things had changed, that things were different. At the birth of Jesus, a king is born. He's our king. His kingdom is eternal, and we're invited into his kingdom to live with him forever. Before Jesus' birth, there was so little hope in the world, except for Jewish prophecy, which prophesied that this would happen. Jesus came, he forgave sins, he defeated death, and he established the church based upon our baptism. And with our baptism, we can't die if we remain faithful and keep his commandments. With our baptism and our sacramental life, our sins are forgiven. We can never die because he came to us to share with us eternal life, to live like us and become our Savior. St. Paul told the Romans in that second reading that Ken read for us that God had called him to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets and the Holy Scriptures. The gospel about his son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as son of God in power according to the spirit of holiness through the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul's message was that everything had changed. Paul knew that this was the center of history, and it'd never be the same because Christ had been born to us. And what's the lesson for us? Is prepare to receive your Savior. Thanks be to God. Merry Christmas.